The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I am doing well. How about yourself, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. We're rocking and rolling here halfway through July, and, you know, the heat's turned up, I'll tell you that much, huh?
Unreal.
Woo!
Especially last year, we didn't have this, right? If I remember correctly, I think it was a less brutal,
right,
for lack of better words. And this is just nonstop.
So this past weekend, I was up in Binghamton, New York with my daughter and our softball team. And that's up like in the Poconos area and that stuff, right? So we're heading up there and we're driving up and I go to Ava. One good thing is we're going to be up in the mountains and it's going to be cooler up there. Listen, if any of you are out there with the thought process like I had, I assure you, it is no cooler up there. Well, maybe it was a little bit cooler up there. It was probably about, I think, like 6 or 7 degrees when I was talking to Michelle on the phone. Cooler up there, but it was hot.
Hot is hot. It's universal.
Yeah, it really, really is. But I just didn't anticipate it to be like that. And what a great experience. The girls played great. Our team played so good on Sunday. It was really, really good. We won a whole bunch of games and ran into a top-notch national team out of Virginia and hung with them, you know, but, you know, lost in the – we made it to the Elite Eight.
Nice.
And in that tournament that we were at to make it to the Elite Eight was really something special for the girls, so that was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So talking about the Elite Eight, I think the market right now is an Elite Eight, Mike.
Yeah, market has been – you know, doing its thing, if you will. And, you know, Doug, it's just, what do you think? I mean, they're trying to attribute, you know, what, if you read the headlines, if you will, that there's going to be a rate cut in September.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the market always acts anticipating it. They're saying it's already baked into the market. Market's saying we're getting a quarter point out of the Fed. Rates are going to go lower. I saw articles talking about refinancing, housing is going to take off, and that's going to be, you know, like, this is what's coming down the road. What do you think?
Okay. Straight up, we're always honest. My honest opinion, I think this Federal Reserve chairman likes to make himself a little bit different and likes to, if you remember back when he started making the interest rate increases, the way he kind of spoke to the country, very condescending, because you talked about it on the radio, you know, a whole bunch of times. We didn't like the way he made his comments. I don't think we're getting a rate cut in September. I just think that's what my guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been wrong before. There's no, you know, there's no guarantee, but you ask me what I think, right? We get a rate cut later in the year. And I do think when we don't get a rate cut, we see a pullback in the market a little bit.
You know, that's definitely on the table. Now, speaking of the Fed chairman, though, and it's amazing because he took some heat when he was hiking rates, and he was doing it so quick and so aggressive, and he was caught behind that, you know, you didn't start early enough. And,
right.
And boy, did he take some heat. And I got to tell you, though, he handled it. He was right. I mean.
But he was still late.
But we never got hit with a recession. We never saw a major, you know, impact to the economy and. You know, when you look at the whole cycle, yeah, I get it. Oh, by the way, did you see that they're lowering potato chips? They went up by 30%. And I think it was Lay's came out and said they're going to be reducing the cost of potato chips.
And reason, listen, that's music. I'm a potato chip eater, man.
Not me, but I mean, yeah, I do. But God knows my waistline doesn't need it. But, yeah. But you know, but the point being is that, yeah, I mean, when you think about this whole scenario, Doug, right? I track it back to COVID, right? Mm-hmm. The economy, the world came to a stop. They handed out all kinds of money to everybody and anybody, it felt like, right?
You bet.
They kept it alive. They kept the economy propped up. We went through this thing. And at the end of the day, yeah, we got hit with inflation, right? Egg spike, this, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But when you look at it now, with inflation coming down and where we are and where the markets are and where the economy ended up, how it produced, you got to sign up for it. You got to call it at least a B+, if not an A.
Okay.
Of a job done. And that's my opinion. I can
go with that, you know, in a lot of aspects. But one thing that I want us to just talk about for a minute here and let people understand something is that inflation is slowing down. This is a rarity where you're saying where they're reducing the price of the potato chip, for instance. That's deflation. Deflation is not good for the economy. It never has been and never will be. What the issue is that prices have gone up. They're going to stay up. This is kind of like the new norm. This is where we're at. Now, inflation means, are we increasing over where we currently are? Because don't forget, if they tell you that we have 3% inflation year over year, that doesn't mean we have 3% inflation back from when COVID was. That means we have 3% inflation on top of the 9% inflation we had last year.
Textbook, you're correct. Here's my problem with it. Here's my thought. I think that there was a lot of gouging that took place.
Of course there was.
I think there was a lot of attitudes out there from the local shop, the local person, if you will, all the way up to the big corporations, that whatever, when it started, did the, you know what? I'm raising my prices too. It used to be $5. I want $7 now. And I think there was gouging. So when I see, oh, it's no longer $7, it's back to $5.50 or something like that, I think there was gouging. So, I mean, it all remains.
I don't disagree with you.
It all remains to be, you know, be seen. But anyway, you know, we start about rate cuts, Chairman Powell, the whole deal. But I got to tell you, I mean, you know, when I look at this whole thing from 2020 to 2024, could be a lot worse. Nothing's ever perfect in this world. Let's not make it like, you know, the inflation was definitely a bump in the road. It affected every one of us listening to the show, you know. But at the end of the day, I think things could have been a lot worse.
They could have been a lot worse. Yeah. I do also think that as we've spoken about over the last couple of years, is I do believe that we hit sector recessions along the way, right? We didn't hit, it wasn't an overall economy, but there were areas that as we went through were like, oh boy, that they're kind of struggling right now. And then, okay, they got back on their feet and now this area is struggling right now. So it's all, listen, I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm not saying it's bad news. It is, it's not bad news. It's good news. There's no doubt about it. And the market where the market is at right now is good news. Wages are starting to come up a little bit, which is not good news for the overall economy. But that means that the economy is going to slow down. And that was the target, right? The target was they had to slow it down because slowing down the economy minimizes the inflation going forward. So that's an issue. And then there's another issue, Mike, that is definitely part of the scenario here. Is the minimum wage. Minimum wage is very high right now, right? And that's not going down anytime soon. But like here in New Jersey, it's still scheduled to go up over the next few years too. You know, so that's another issue that's coming into play with pricing. Yeah. But if you can get the price for, and we always fall back, I feel like we talk about food a lot, right? Because I think that's the most, you know, the most obvious and necessary thing,
affects everyone, right? We're all in the grocery stores.
Even though that's not included in the inflation number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But that's the one that really hits the pocketbook, right? You kind of, you know, does. You go to the local store and you shake your head when you're checking out and you hear how much you owe.
Yeah.
Right? That's the one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But those things are starting to get better. Because I'll tell you, you know, I could give you an example. Like, we go to Costco. We shop at Costco. And like the meat prices have come down, the chicken prices have come down. And I'll tell you something. I mean, this is Costco has a package of pork chops, right? They're in the packages 8 pre-cut boneless pork chops. They season them or not seasoned. $15.
Yeah.
$15.
Yeah.
And they're an inch thick, you know, inch and a half thick pork chops. So I kind of use that as a barometer too. That was north of 20.
Sure.
You know, not too long ago.
I think at one point it was just the inflation was like we hit that fever pitch. What did eggs go to? $5-6?
Oh, higher than that, I think.
You know what I'm saying? That's insanity, you know, what was taking place. And I think it's calmed down. Yeah, there's still some pockets of things that you shake your head when you buy it. But overall, you know, we're trending back. And, you know, and that just goes to show you, too, Doug, that the economy is, you know, secular. And it's just, you know, there's always going to be a cycle of how it flows. But overall, you know, it all leads back to we're on here. We talk about the markets, but, you know, you're looking at markets at all-time highs. Now, that's the other thing. Not that I worry about. I mean, it's a good thing. I shouldn't make it sound like it's a problem. But, you know, when people see, they look at their statements and they're doing really well, I call it, you know, over the years, the 401k effect. I'm always a believer when people get those 401k statements, they go out and spend more.
Sure.
I went from 400 to 450. You know, in their mind, oh, can we go do this? Can we go do that vacation? You're more apt to say, yes, let's do it, or let's do some work, you know, on the house or have this done.
Well, Mike, you know, that's a good point. And, you know, this week I had a client come in and I just had a conversation with them. And they've done very well over the last, last year and a half, 2 years. And, you know, they have some decent money. And they came in under age 55. We're thinking we did so well over the last, we want to take some money out of this account and retirement account, and we want to buy a property in Florida. They didn't think about how expensive it is to take the money out of that retirement account.
Yeah.
I said to them, you know, listen to me. When you take money out of this account.
Retirement account they're taking.
Retirement account.
Okay. Yep.
When you take money out of this account, you owe taxes on that, and you're going to owe a penalty on it, too, because you're not old enough to take the money out. That's expensive. I said, you now need to add that technically into the price of the house.
Sure.
They're like, well, what are you talking about? I said, let's just make up a number. Let's just say you're going to take $500,000 out of here, and you owe 20% taxes. You'll owe more, but let's just say you owe 20. That's $100,000 that you're going to pay in taxes to buy that house with. So I don't care if you negotiated the price down to $500,000. You just paid $600 for it.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, hey, Doug, we've been battling that forever. That's the old car story, right? People come in. Oh, I don't want to take a loan for the car, so I'm going to take it out of my IRA, $20,000, $20,000 at a 20% tax bracket. It's now $24,000 for the car.
Right. You know, so it's just this is the way that people start to think.
The good deal isn't such a good deal.
Right. That's exactly the point. And, you know, so that's where you have to come in and play. And I know we've been talking about this a lot over the last several weeks. But if you go back and you pull archives of shows out, when we've talked about what I'm about to mention in a second, I think it's got a track record of being very, very good advice. And that is, you better pay attention to the allocation of your money now, because you may have a lot more risk inside of that portfolio than you think you do. And I'm going to tell you something. If something goes sideways with the presidential election or anything of that nature, the market is, my opinion, is going to get hit. Okay. If former President Trump actually got shot and killed this past weekend, that market would have gone into the tank, in my opinion. And that's the problem. You can't be so overwhelmed with excitement and enthusiasm at the rate of what your money's growing to be irresponsible about it. So what we need to do is to make sure that you have your money set up for you that's appropriate for you, not out there, like, for lack of a better way to put it, like a drunken sailor, you know, not paying attention to what's going on.
Well, one of the biggest problems is that, you know, economically sometimes you can predict a little bit of what's coming ahead.
Mm-hmm.
World events, you can't.
And, right.
You know, you go back to when Russia, people forget already, when Russia invaded Ukraine, right? Mm-hmm. Who saw that coming? Oil spiked.
Right.
Right. The gas pumps went crazy. You know, who's, you know, February 2020, somebody's sick over in China who saw the world lockdown, you know? So the world events are the ones that can really, out of nowhere, nail you.
And the unforeseen stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's the world events are generally...
Right.
Unforeseen.
Oh, I guess I was thinking something can happen in the United States, it's still a world event. But for us, it's a local event, right?
Yeah.
Europe, it would be a world event.
I'm just saying, you know, big, I don't want to call them political, because people think political is Democrat versus Republican, I'm talking about.
Right.
Whatever. You know, you got what I'm saying.
Yeah. Pandemics,
pandemics and wars and assassinations and
right. It could
that.
Be anything.
Yeah.
And so that's why you need to make sure that you're paying attention to what's going on. And I'm not trying to scare you.
No.
Not in the least. That is not the intention here. The intention here is just to bring awareness and say, hey, yeah, maybe I do need to be prudent about this. Maybe I do need to, you know, pay attention to what's going on here a little bit. And there's never a bad time to have an assessment done of your current financial situation. And we've got systems that we can run people's, you know, money through their, where it's currently invested in stuff, to do a stress test on it, to say, okay, if something bad, if the market goes down 30%, what are the chances of what's going to happen to your money?
Yeah.
And let's see what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, the other thing too is that, you know, folks got to realize when things are going well, like they have for the last year and a half with the market and all that, you have to ask yourself, do you need change or what should you be doing when times are good? Our experience tells us, Doug, people only ask that question when things are bad. If the market's been down for the last year and a half and it's been a real, you know, terrible time, you know, should I get out? This is enough. And actually, like, that's probably, you know, after a year and a half of the market going down, think about it, folks. You're probably way too late to make that decision.
Yeah.
You know, so it's when things are actually doing really well. We're not saying stop. We're just saying ask yourself that question or seek out advice like Doug and I can offer to go through your stuff and say, how does this match up with your goals? How does this match up with what you're trying to accomplish? Your risk tolerance. That's where you use prudent steps.
Right. You always need to be careful, right? Especially when it comes to your money. I don't think that you need to be scared. I think you need to be careful, right? And one of the things that we used to speak about eons ago, forever ago, Mike, was being on the sidewalk of the financial world, right? If you're walking down the sidewalk in town, you have a risk that a car is going to veer off the road and hit you, okay? It's a very small risk, right? And it's a prudent risk for you to stay on that sidewalk.
Right.
There's things that, you know, that's very, you know, you're really safe doing that. What you're not safe is hopping into the middle of the road and walking down that yellow line. There's a lot more risk involved in doing that. And so when it comes to the financial world, we like to have you on that sidewalk.
Yeah.
Get you where you want to go. You keep going. Yeah, occasionally, you know what you have to do if you're walking on the sidewalk? Got to stop the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Got to wait for it to turn green, and then you go again.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the same thing holds true in the financial world. And that's what we want to, you know, focus on with you and get you, you know, paying attention to. It's really, you know, it's that important, folks. Mike and I have been at this since the early 1990s. This is a long time. We've got a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom when it comes to this. And we see periods of time when we think that certain actions are appropriate. And right now, we do think that an assessment of your overall risk profile is extremely important right now.
I agree.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your financial future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, it's we've alluded to it a couple of times so far this year. We said we would get to it specifically after the middle of the year and the second half of the year, and here we are. It's time, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to talk about today?
Investing in an election year.
I'll tell you what. We talked about this a lot. So in the last four presidential elections, right?
Yeah.
We've heard more chatter from people related to investing based on who's going to win. And they have been wrong after wrong after wrong. There's so many misconceptions out there. And so many mistakes that are made by people when it comes to investing in election year that I think we should talk about this, and we should let everybody know we've got a wonderful piece to share with you. We've got a piece called The Guide to Investing in an Election Year, How to Survive the Uncertainty and Invest with Confidence from the Capital Group, and we want to share it with you. So we're going to talk about this a little bit on the air, but if you'd like a copy of this, we'd love to send it out to you in the mail. Pick the phone up and give us a call. The number is 855-262-3722. The number is 855-262-3722. All right, Michael, let's go. Let's go through this piece.
Okay. So how to invest with confidence in election year is basically what do you do, right? So first off, let's cut right to the chase and let's lay it on the table. So if you're out there, and you're politically
inclined.
Inclined. Great word.
Okay.
In other words, you really kind of have a stronger stance, you know, one way or the other, and it doesn't matter what side you're on, than the person that just kind of says, yeah, you know, I'm going with so-and-so, I'm going to vote, but my life goes on and it doesn't. You know, where you really feel like if somebody gets in, it's going to wreck the country. It's going to wreck me. It's going to wreck my world. It's going to be that. Pay attention to this, because here's what we've learned.
Listen, Mike, the reality of the situation is presidential elections can be very divisive and unsettling, right?
Sure.
I mean, and at times the fate of the world seems like it's hanging in the balance.
Yep.
But when it comes to investing, do elections really matter at all? So let's talk about this a little bit. We've got we hop over here, and what's very, very interesting is, Mike, which political party has been better for investors? And, you know, there are so many misconceptions and so many false things out there that one party is better for the market than the other party is better for the market. And when we look at our chart here right now, Michael, what does the chart here really tell us about what party is better for the market?
I'm going to say neither.
Right.
Okay. And the chart we're looking at almost looks like, it goes back from 1933 to 2023. It looks like we've climbed Mount Everest.
Well, listen.
You know what I'm saying? We've started from the bottom. We built a pretty big mountain out of the markets going up over time.
All right, listen. So, Mike, and there are people alive, you know, right now who are, you know, listening to this show right here. If you invested $1,000 in the S&P 500 when Franklin Roosevelt took office, it would be worth $21 million today.
Where was I back then?
Just think about that.
Crazy. Crazy. Now,
but wait a second. During that time, Mike, how many Democratic presidents?
don't see that.
Eight. How many Republican?
Seven. Pretty interesting, too, right? 8-7.
We're about 50-50.
Almost a draw, yeah.
About 50-50.
Yeah.
Since 1933.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Isn't it weird, too, you would think since 1933 there'd be more than 15?
Yeah.
It's such a small number.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It really is. So it just goes to show you that according to this, you know, information here, that'll trend upward regardless of who's there. Now, what typically happens, Mike, to the stock market during election years? Now, this is a big one, right? This is where people make a lot of mistakes and you know, what happens during the markets during these periods of time. And you look at this chart, and it says that the volatility it's not uncommon that volatility comes following an election.
Sure.
Okay? But historically...
Can we cover why? Can we just tell them why, probably?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So you see volatility after election, because what happens is, whether a Republican or a Democrat, they generally stand for a difference. In certain sectors, they like the markets like to jump in and say, okay, this side got in, that's going to be bad for pharmaceuticals, oil, and, you know, whatever.
Right.
This side got in, it's going to be good for pharmaceuticals, oils, whatever. So what you see sometimes, Doug, is volatility because money's moving and it's leaving oil and it's going to banks and, you know, whatever, from banks to pharmaceutical. So you see a lot of volatility going on. It's almost like repositioning and resettling.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. Now, Mike, if you look at the chart here, and folks, we want to share this with you, by the way. We want to send this out to you, this piece. Pick the phone up and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Let us send out to you a guide to investing in an election year, because I think it's really important to take a look at this. But what I was just saying is that since 1932, you know, stocks have gained an average of 11.3% in the 12 months following the conclusion of primaries.
Yeah.
All right? And then in non-election years, 5.7%, you know, following that, you know, the non-presidential years following the primaries, because primary every year, right. Primaries in June.
Right.
Right? So, but keep in mind, you got to remember, right, these are just averages. Investors shouldn't try to time an entry point into the market. That's one of the fears that we have when we talk about this stuff, right? Is you all start to think that, you know, now, okay, I can time when to get in and out of the market. We can't do it. I don't think you can do it. So, you know, just remember that, you know, that these are averages and they're not guarantees of what's going to happen in the future. They're just for illustration purposes so that you can understand, you know, hey, let me take this from a very practical and pragmatic standpoint going forward, as opposed to an emotional standpoint.
Correct. You know, it helps you make a level-headed decision. You know, Doug, another thing I want to point out about this piece, folks, and you know, obviously we're offering it up, and you know, this is 8 pages of a easy read with some nice different charts and graphs, etc., so on. Because I know we're explaining it, but I'm looking at it, and it's, you know, just one page. You know, kind of like the headline and explains it to you.
Yep.
I almost feel like we're not doing it enough justice.
Oh, correct.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to almost see it to believe it. It's an 8-page piece. You know, it's a nice thing about this thing too, Doug. It's not real big. So you could take it to the next family dinner and you could be the voice of reason.
You're right. No, well, there's something to be said for that, right? And listen, so we have, you know, we have these. And if you want, when you call in, like, if you want two of them for some reason because you want one to give to somebody else, just, you know, let us know when you call in that you would like that, and we're happy to send it to you. You know, we have these in the office. We want to send them out. And one of the things that I want to emphasize to you guys, too, is that, you know, Mike and I, if you're a long-term listener to the show, you know that we give away things on the show like this periodically. But as you can imagine, we get flooded with information and pieces and stuff like this. We take the time to go through them and find the ones that we think will benefit you guys the most. And, you know, so we try to keep them, you know, easy to read. you know, and so that you'll actually go through it and grasp some of the information. And what happens very often is that after you get this and you look at it, it's not uncommon, like, where we'll get a telephone call or two from people and say, hey, I've got a question about something in the book. Can we talk about it a little bit? And do you have any more information on this topic? And, you know, very often the answer is yes, and we can get you some additional stuff out.
And, you know, it's funny, too, Doug, is that in the past, this piece, even with our existing clients, either if we get a phone call, we've done reviews, and they're getting a little too political. Not that I'm saying, you know, we have a problem with that, but where their mind's kind of going off the tracks here, we've said, here, I'm going to get you a piece. Read this and think about your situation.
Right.
You know.
Mike, and so there's more in this guide. We want you to call in and take advantage of it. I don't want to go through the entire thing. As a matter of fact, we'll call it, you know, quits on, you know, going through the thing page by page right now. But there's one of the things, Mike, that I find, and you'll read more about this if you get this piece from us, is that when you go back and you look historically, investors seem to sit on the sidelines way too much during election years.
Yeah.
You know, you'll look at the flows inside of here and I'll go over it, how much money's in money markets versus going into the markets. And, you know, they tend to maybe abandon their plan or pause their plan or what have you. And that's a bad way to go about it. You can't set up a financial strategy for yourself that calls for a pause every 3 years.
Just doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, right? And it's bad to try to do that, because when you do that, what you are effectively trying to do is time the market.
Yeah.
Right? And when you go back and you look historically speaking, Mike, it's time in the market, not timing the market, that's really important. But the other side of it is where, and there's a lot of people now who believe that. Okay? Finally, more and more people are. But what that's also leading people to do is be complacent and not pay attention to what's going on. Because, as Doug and Mike say, you just got to stick with it and you just got to stay in the market. And while there's a segment of that that's a very big, you know, truthful statement, it's different for everybody out there about what percentage of that money should be in the market and what percentage of your wealth should be there.
Right.
Because there is one thing that I can guarantee you that has happened in the past and will probably happen in the forward, going forward, is volatility. And volatility is negative volatility, Mike. We have seen ruin people's goals, right? Because if you're not taking a prudent approach to your finances, and let's just say you want to retire at the end of next year, and you just willy-nilly it, and you say, you know, all right, whatever, I'm not going to have a plan because Doug and Mike said that the market, you know, tends to rebound after it gets better. But you're basing your decision to retire next year on the $1 million that you have in your retirement account at work and the income that can produce. And then all of a sudden, because you didn't pay attention to it and you didn't realize how much risk you had in there, the market got hit, your portfolio went down, let's just say 20% to $800,000, and $800,000 cannot provide you the same level of income that $1 million can provide you, and therefore you now can't retire.
No.
That's bad.
Yeah. You know, Doug, two things I want to bring up here about this topic and the conversation we're having. First off, when it comes to markets, 2023 has been great. So far, more than half of 2024 has been great, right? Markets, everything you're doing. But boy, do we remember 2022, how bad it was?
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about the people that are really doing really good, really great, and you know, you need to take a look at stuff. There's still people left at the starting gate that timed the market and said, I'm done. I'm not involved in this. I'm not putting my money back into the market, and completely missed the gate opening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's one. Two is when we talk about the election year, these presidential pieces, we have to share our story that we probably shared it now. I don't know, maybe it is 20 years already. You and I got invited to an investment conference out in Chicago. We flew out, dynamic speakers, big card of famous economists speaking. And one of the topics was, you know, this topic, investing in a year. And, and that speaker broke down, really, literally, forget parties, presidents, you know, President Chapman versus President Bonacorso, who actually spent more. And you and I before that conversation, before that presentation started, we were two smart guys. We knew the answers.
Right.
And boy, when they presented, we looked at each other stunned to find out what actually happened for each president and how much they spent and the economy and the whole deal and how the markets did and all that. So, you know, again, leave the politics out of it. Let's use prudent steps. Let's do what Doug's saying. Let's, you know, how does it affect me? Let's boil it down to our kitchen table. And that's really the message we're trying to bring here today. And we have a great piece. What I say was 8 pages, easy read. Give us a call and take advantage.
That was a great conference.
Beyond that was, great.
That was beyond great. And folks, anything ever happened to you, one of your friends just won't let go of it in your life? There was a speaker up there and made a great point about something. And a Mike was sitting next to me, and I whispered to Mike about the point that she made. She yelled at me in front of everybody at the conference for talking. I'll admit that I probably shouldn't have spoken while she was, and I probably should have just written it down. But I leaned over to Mike and I whispered to Mike about it. He thought it was the funniest thing that I got yelled at as a grown man.
Well, the funniest thing I thought about it was you immediately did. She yelled at us. I said, no, no partnership here. You. She yelled at you.
And I wasn't being rude. And I just remember, like, the points that she was making were so great. And actually, I do, if I believe my memory serves correctly, I think I was telling you, we need to talk about this on the radio. We need to talk about this on the radio.
Yes.
So it was real. And that's one of the, listen, that's one of the benefits, the hidden gems, I think, that you guys don't see that we get. We get access to this kind of stuff from some of the, you know, most brilliant investors, most brilliant economists, I think, you know, in the world. We get access to that. And that's how we help you make your financial decisions, right?
Sure.
So, you know, again, we want you to call in and get this piece from us, Guide to Investing in an Election Year, How to Survive the Uncertainty and Invest with Confidence. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave a message, include your name, your mailing address. We'll send this out to you. Your telephone number as well. Lorraine will give you a buzz to just confirm the information is correct. And we'll get this out into the mail to you. It's our gift to you. There's no cost or obligation or anything. And we're old-fashioned guys. We like to send out the hard copy to people.
Yep.
You know? So, you know, pick the phone up and give a call. Anything you want to add here?
No, that's covers it.
Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you're like many people, you know that you should really be working with a financial professional to help take care of your money. But if you are like many people, you simply don't know who to turn to or what to even discuss when it comes to your money. This is why you should call Wealth Management Group. You see, the two guys you're listening to on this radio show right now aren't just radio show hosts. They actually work with people like us to help with our money. These guys have been helping people for over 30 years with various financial topics, depending on what is important to each client. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do with our money? Do we know if what we have is right for us? Are we doing the best things for our family? Wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down with Wealth Management Group and talk with one of the guys? Pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to meet. Wealth Management Group has offices in Clark, Toms River, and Florham Park. They make house calls too. Give a call right now. You'll be glad you did. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money.
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And I hope that you do take advantage of the offer that we had out in the previous segment about getting a copy of the guide to investing in an election year put out by the Capital Group for us. And you know, we want to send this to you. So again, if you'd like a copy of it, pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722, and you know, just leave your information, your name and your telephone number and your address. We'll get this hard copy out in the mail to you. And, you know, you can read it at your leisure, but I think it's very, very useful and very beneficial.
Sure.
So we're up to what have you been up to lately? So go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. You know, Doug, one of the things, you know, and I guess it's, you know, the second half of the year, sat down and spoke with somebody about, I want to get out at the end of the year.
Yep.
Where am I at with my numbers and, you know, and all that type of stuff. And nice to see getting out and not waiting until December. You know what I'm saying? But sitting down and analyzing it and going through the numbers and, okay, I have this and I have that and my income numbers and where they're going to come from and verifying the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, that's another big thing too. Sometimes we'll sit down with people and we'll say, well, how much is going to be your Social Security? I think about $2,800. And then you find out it's like $2,200. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You have to verify your numbers. You know, and I say that to all the clients and all the potential clients. Okay, get your printout, either schedule your appointment. You know, tell them if I go out in December, what is my number? You know, so kind of working on one of those right now. And not surprised, because generally once you get past that June 30th number, that starts getting on people's minds. Hey, I need to sit down and see if I'm good to go. I'm thinking I want to go. I'm going to go probably. And sometimes too, Doug, like we've said 1,000 times, we see people, they get the green light. You can go ahead and retire. And then when December rolls around, they say, I'm going to stay another year. I'm going to see what happens. Or they ask me to do this. So. But it's good to be out in front, folks. That's the message, and have everything verified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. There's no doubt about it, and it's never a bad idea. I know we say it over and over, and people probably say, "Oh yeah, there he's a Doug said it again. It's never a bad idea." Mike said it again. It's never a bad idea. It's never a bad idea to have an assessment done and understand where's your income going to come from at retirement time, and I mean it's kind of important.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of important. So I want to roll back to the story I was telling you guys earlier about the client that I met with this week, who has, you know, their retirement accounts under 55 years old. Their retirement account has done pretty well over the last couple of years, and came in and said wanted to take the gains out of the retirement account to purchase a piece of property in Florida, because that's where they want to ultimately, you know, retire to in 5 years. And in 5 years, the game plan is to sell the house that's up here that currently has no mortgage on it and to, you know, to go down there. And this is not an uncommon mindset that people have, Mike, right?
No.
Agreed?
No.
So,
You know, then when I explained to him, listen, when you take the money out of a retirement account, it's an expensive way to take the money out. You've got to pay taxes on it. You're going to pay a penalty on it because you're under 50. I mean, you're under 59 and a half years old. Is there a better way to do this? And it was like, well, at first it was like, well, I really don't care about that, you know, at the end of the day, because I just want to, I just want to own it. And then when we sell this house up here, that can replenish that money. I said, okay. I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree with you. And the reason that I don't agree with you is because what you're telling me is that you think that this house up here is going to appreciate enough to offset all the taxes and the gains that those funds might have had over that period of time. And, you know, they said, well, you know, what do you suggest we do? And I said, well, I think what you, one strategy we may want to consider is, why don't we take a mortgage against the house up here? Take a mortgage against the house up here.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to come up with the down payment money for the other place. Yeah. If the game plan is in 5 years to get rid of this house and, you know, replenish the money I took out of here, why not get rid of the house and pay off the mortgage? And then now we're in, right. Now we've kept our capital here. We didn't pay any unnecessary taxation. The money was able to grow. Yes, we had a mortgage payment going along the way, but you don't currently have any debt obligations. You can afford to make that payment. Why don't we do it that way? We can do that. I didn't think about that. Mm. Now, listen, I said, yeah, but you got to talk to a mortgage person. We're not in a mortgage business, right? Mm. There's nothing in it, you know, for you to do it that way. But I just think that that's a smarter way to go about doing it. And the point of the matter is, at the end of the day, I don't know what their decision's going to be. But at least because they came in and sat down and had a conversation, now there's a different road and a different pathway for consideration.
Yeah, and you know, it's another thing too, Doug, that the money that they would have taken out of their IRA,
yep,
the investment performance, which we don't know, could be up or down over that period.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying it's going to be up, but that too could be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
If it's significantly higher down the road, besides the tax, the stunting of the account, the investment growth. So these are things that need to be, you know, looked at and you know, before you just run off and do something, right?
I mean, you
really gave them great advice because, like you said, Doug, we're not in a mortgage business. We don't sell mortgages, but go speak to somebody that has the expertise that can tell you, because you're not the first one that owns a house and want to buy a second house.
Right,
and
that owns a first house with no obligation on
right.
it.
Right. So to them, that's probably a dime a dozen, and under these situations of, and I'm going to assume, you know, most of these cases are probably when people are in their 50s because you're finally financially established and able to do it and all that. So, you know, great, great recommendation by you.
Yeah. And I told them, when you get that information from them, then you come back in again, mm-hmm. and we sit down and we hash it back out again and try to make the best decision for you guys going forward from there.
And I've had situations too, Doug, with clients in the past where they've done something like this, and then they've said, hey, Mike, my mortgage payment's going to be this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think I can do it. I'm going to pay this or that. But if I have some issues, if I need money, where can I take money from? You know what I'm saying? To help me with the mortgage payment, or if I need,
right.
You know, so we've had that conversation too, you know, for clients.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that was part of the conversation. I said, listen, if for some reason you can't make, you know, the mortgage payment, well, it's going to be a lot less expensive to take a mortgage payment out of this account than it would be to take all that other money out of the account.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's interesting. And you know what, one question they had, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this, is, and I told them, you know, they got to talk to a mortgage person, but I'll give you my opinion. What kind of mortgage should I take? My advice was 30-year adjustable rate.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
I think rates are going down.
Yeah. I do feel, well, rates, you know, if you said to me higher or lower a year from now, definitely, I shouldn't say definitely, but
right.
I would bet lower.
Yeah.
I mean, so, no. You know, and again, it's a pencil to paper.
Mm-hmm.
Let the mortgage person tell you your options. What makes most sense? You get those options. You come back and you see Doug and Mike and you sit down and say, guys, walk me through this.
Right.
You know, here's how I'm going to plan on pay for it. You know, what's my backups? This is what you do.
Yeah. And, you know, and if they didn't have somebody they could turn to for mortgage, right? We have referrals of people that we can recommend out to them. But that was just a, you know, that was just an example of where a discussion opened up a couple of different avenues. And it's some of the most successful people I know in my life that I learned this very early on in my career. I don't remember who it exactly was who told me, but when I was talking to them about being successful, and this is when I was a young, you know, a young person, I was 27 or 28, you know, I was trying to, you know, become successful and all that. I said, you know, what do you think one of the keys are? Because I like to talk to people about stuff like that. And I remember as an older guy, and he told me, you have to listen to other people's ideas and then make your decision. Okay? Yeah. He goes, that's critical because you're not going to have every good idea.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can make good decisions is listen to other people's ideas. It doesn't mean that you agree with their idea or you accept their idea. It's that you listen to their idea and you take it into consideration.
You know, Doug, if you don't mind me getting a little personal here, I had a medical situation recently, right? And I, you know, and people just start barking at you, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I said to myself, okay, I'm going to listen to people that I trust.
Right.
Listen to everybody's, be open-minded, and make the best decision possible from there.
Right.
And I did that. Everything's worked out so far. And I'm like, I was kind of proud of myself, to be honest with you. I'm like, you know what? I handle this, you know, little, no, I'm not saying I was dying or anything like that, but I'm like, I handle this really well. I kind of patted myself on the back.
Right. Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, the way that you went through that and, you know, you had people who had experience behind them to talk to. You had people who you knew who went through very similar things, right? And just talked about it out. And you're exactly right, Mike. And that's, when it comes to your money, the same thing holds true, folks. And that's why, you know, we come in here week in and week out since the mid-1990s to talk to you about financial stuff and to offer you the opportunity. Yes, do we hope that you like us and you become a client of ours and we get along? Of course we do, right? We're not pretending that that's not, you know, a reality of the situation. But we've helped far more people who have, I think, who have just listened to the show than have, you know, come in to be, you know, clients, right? And that's just the way it is. Yeah. It's not knowable, right? You can't measure that. You can't measure, okay, somebody who listened to the show, took our advice, didn't come in, but took our advice and went and did something. That's good. So we're here for you. We're here to help you. And, you know, you need to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. Again, that number is 855-262-3722. Pick that phone up and give a call and let's see, you know, where you're going and let's see, you know, what's happening, you know, in your financial life and make sure that you're on track. You know, Mike, I think one of the benefits to people coming in is that we've got a process that we take people through that, you know, we've been using for a lot of years. And what that means to you as the listener is that, you know, you're not coming into some place that's just kind of willy-nilly looking to sell you an investment when you come through the door. That's not how we work, right? We come in, you're coming to a place that has a simplified process in place that walks you through to help you determine if you're right on the right track or not. We'll do an assessment for you to help you determine that. And then after the assessment is done, we'll talk about, okay, should you make some changes? Shouldn't you make some changes? It's sort of like going to get the blood work done when the doctor tells you to get the blood work done, right? If you go and your blood work comes back fine, the doctor's not going to tell you to make any changes. If you go and your cholesterol's a little bit high, maybe he suggests exercise or a dietary change, right? You know, there's a whole bunch of different things, and you don't know the answer to the question unless you have the physical and the blood test. Well, the same thing holds true here.
Yeah, and you know something, Doug? You're right. Over the years, our experience, we have built a process.
Right.
And when I think about it, we're really just conductors of this process.
Mm-hmm.
All different people come to us with already successful, you know, different stages of life, business owners, professionals, whomever. And they're enjoying that. And they turn to us and we make sure that the process is, running and proper.
Right.
It's not haphazard. It's not like, well, I did this for Doug, but I'm not going to do this for Mike. You know, it's we put you through the process. Everybody's completely different. You know, one shoe doesn't fit all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. And then, you know, our process is we come in, we talk to you, we get to know you a little bit. We understand what you have, where you currently are.
We go back to the office. Collectively, we sit down. If we have to pull in any other professionals, we do. And we say, okay, this is what their objectives are. This is what they currently have. Are there any tweaks that we need to make to this to help them improve their situation or accomplish their goals or ease the burden, you know, a little bit on them? And then we bring them to you and we make the suggestions. You know, that's kind of how it works. It really is that simple. And sometimes it's this the tweak is so easy, we can make the suggestion during the first meeting.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, this is what we do. This is how we conduct ourselves. And I think that's just so important, Doug.
It really, really is. So, hey, anything else you want to add here this week?
No, I think we had a great show.
Yeah, I want to encourage you guys again. Pick the phone up. Give a call. Call in to get the a copy of the Guide to Investing in an Election Year, How to Survive the Uncertainty and Invest with Confidence, put out by Capital Group that we have for you guys. To get this, pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Leave a message with your name, your address, and your telephone number. We'll get a hard copy of this out into the mail to you. We're happy to send it to you, our compliments. And as well as remind you that you're always available to have a complimentary consultation with us. We have offices in Clark, in Florham Park, in Toms River. We're Paramus as well now. If you want to have an old school meeting where, like, the old school doctor will do a house call if you'd like. Modern day, we can do a Zoom, a virtual, whatever's easiest for you, we can accommodate you. But we want to help you on your path to accomplishing your financial goals and objectives. And you just need to pick the phone up and take that first step, 855-262-3722. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.